business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, the last day of July, July 31st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We were approached by a reporter from Bridge, Michigan, the very liberal, progressive blog organization. They don't have a printed newspaper. They do all the reporting online. But this reporter, Lauren Gibbons, was very interesting, contacted us, wanted a comment about Vicky's decision to run for clerk and how we thought the campaign was going. So Vicky showed me the voicemail. We listened to it. Made the decision, we're not going to talk to them. We're not going to give them any quote. We're not going to give them any information. We're not going to give them the opportunity to twist what we say. So we chose not to respond. However, she did get a response and quoted Antrim County Republican Party Chairman Marv Rubin's statement based on a story that she was asked to do, I'm sure, by Cheryl Guy, perhaps even Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, because of what's happening here in Antrim County and will play out this coming Tuesday, August 6th. Antrim County Clerk Cheryl Guy is ready to retire, but she's willing to put up a fight if necessary to stop a political adversary from winning. That's the tagline underneath her photograph of Cheryl Guy sitting in her clerk's office. Antrim County was the epicenter of the 2020 conspiracy theories. Five candidates compete to replace the retiring clerk, Cheryl Guy. Then the next bullet point at the top of the story, Victoria Bishop, endorsed by the local Republican Party, is proposing hand counts of ballots on Election Day. But if Bishop wins, Guy says she'll consider a writing campaign to do what's best for the county. Okay, like I guess counting ballots is not good for the county. 4 years after a mistake made by her office caused Northern Michigan to be the epicenter of a 2020 voter fraud allegations, Antrim County Clerk isn't on the ballot for re-election, and she doesn't want to be. Guy had been planning to retire this year, even before the 2020 controversy, which led to years of threats and harassment. Mostly from members of the Republican Party she had been a part of. Stop. That is a bald-faced lie. Cheryl Guy has never been part of the Antrim County Republican Party ever, like most elected officials in northern Michigan, as I go around to these county parties, county commissioners, county sheriffs, clerks, treasurers, prosecuting attorneys, very rarely are any of them dues-paying members of any county party. Why? Because they're elected officials. They're already in office. There's no reason to support the local county party. We've already used you by putting the R behind our name to get elected. So why bother to pay dues? Why bother to come to county party meetings or functions or events? Very rarely do you ever see an elected official from the county at your county party's functions. Members of the Republican Party she had been a part of before. Not true. She had never been part of the Antrim County Party. I know because I was chair of the Antrim County Republican Party from 2012 through 2018. Never saw Cheryl Guy at any of our meetings, any of our functions, our events, and she surely never paid dues to be a member. But she had been a part of the party, not true, before loyalists to former President Donald Trump turned on her. But with the August 6th primary, less than a week away, Guy says she is now giving serious thoughts to running a writing campaign for the general election to do what's best for this county, quote unquote, said Guy. Her decision, she said, will depend on the outcome of the Republican Party on Tuesday and whether it's won by Victoria Bishop, a clerk candidate who is capitalizing on voting machine conspiracy theories by campaigning on a pledge to require hand count ballots each election day. I wouldn't put Antrim County in that position of being stuck with somebody that might be crazy, unquote, said Guy, which is why she may consider to re-enter the race. She thinks Vicky's crazy. Okay. The deeply conservative county became an unlikely focal point in 2020 election after unofficial election results falsely indicated that Joe Biden won the county. Experts later found the mistake was caused by a failure to update the tabulators to properly scan ballots that were redesigned when a candidate was added to a local race. And who made that mistake? Cheryl Guy. There was a write-in campaign in one of the townships, another school board race in another part of the county, another township. And when she couldn't print the ballot out correctly, she contacted Dominion. They sent her a patch, and she installed it incorrectly into the machine. In the end, Guy and county election officials corrected the result before certifying to show that Trump actually won the county with 61% of the vote. But it triggered costly lawsuits. They started pouring in as Antrim County became ground zero for conspiracy theories about Dominion voting systems machines. Stop, stop, stop right there. They keep calling them conspiracy theories. We actually did a forensic audit of her machine 2 weeks before, during, and after the election. And we actually found, per that forensic audit, how the machines manipulated ballots and counts here in Antrim County. Then they go on to attack me somewhat, because during the time of the lawsuits, among the litigation was a lawsuit brought by conservative radio host Trucker Randy Bishop, Victoria Bishop's husband, who sued Guy and other Antrim County officials for up to $1 million, alleging they violated his constitutional rights by erasing information from voting machines, a claim the county denied. The lawsuit was eventually dismissed. Not true. It was against the bond of the county for Guy and other officials because, number one, the sheriff at the time, Dan Bean, would not investigate my allegations. Well, he's since retired and is gone. James Rossiter, Antrim County prosecuting attorney at the time, he refused to investigate because the sheriff wouldn't investigate and he wouldn't bring criminal charges against Cheryl Guy, who broke election laws. She deleted our election. She completely deleted it, folks. Erased everything from her tabulating machines at the mothership in Bel Air, the county seat. We even had a video attached to our lawsuit where Christian Marcus, then Antrim County Commissioner, questioned her repeatedly. Who deleted the information? Who deleted the election? Who removed it from the machine? Finally, breaking down, Cheryl Guy said, I did. We had video proof that she broke election laws. You know how they reconstructed and later came up with the fact that Trump got 61% of the vote? When they canvassed it 2 days later, bringing in the tabulator tapes from the 15 townships and 5 villages, they reconstructed the election in Cheryl Guy's mothership at the county building. They used the townships and village tabulator tapes to reconstruct the election. And therefore, her mistake, her human error, was completely erased and all the evidence gone. Well, I got a copy of the unredacted forensic audit proving and showing everything that she did 2 weeks before, during, and after the election. And that was the basis for the lawsuit. The reason the judge ruled that I did not have legal standing was because the changing of the information before final certification fixed the problem. Therefore, no foul, no harm. You don't have any basis for suing for her bond, which is what I was going for. She violated her bond, folks, but we didn't win. Well, Victoria Bishop did not respond to a request for a comment from Bridge, but is running a campaign to, quote, restore election integrity in Antrim County, end quote. We're going to finish this story up on the other side, but basically, a hit piece the week before the election. Again, like Dave Ajima says, you must be over the target, Vicky, because now they're shooting at you. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority. LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just going to wrap up this hit piece that Bridge Michigan attempted to do on Victoria Bishop, who's running for Antrim County Clerk, my wife. Again, her campaign is to restore election integrity in Antrim County. Victoria Bishop's priorities include cleaning up the qualified voter files and hand counting every ballot cast at the end of each day to make sure the numbers match the machine's tapes. Randy Bishop said on his radio show back in June, if the tabulator count and the hand count don't match, she's then going to ask the local clerks to call for a forensic audit of the machine. Local newspaper, Antrim Review, candidate questionnaire, Victoria Bishop said she believes we still have dead people and people who no longer live in Antrim County, quote unquote, on the voter rolls, promising that if elected, she would work with township and village clerks to remove them before the 2026 election. I want people of Antrim County to have confidence in our elections again, Bishop told the newspaper. Well, the next segment of the story says Bishop's race to lose. Also on the Republican ballot are former Bel Air treasurer and deputy clerk Kathy Odom, Kalkaska Public Schools Human Resource Director David Heilicker Tucker, and former Kalkaska Deputy Clerk Julie Woods, along with Bel Air resident Tammy Razgowski, a former Chippewa Valley Board of Education member who works in the Antrim County Prosecutor's Office. The county is peppered with bright yellow signs backing Bishop's candidacy, and she earned the endorsement of the Antrim County Republican Party. But her biggest supporter is arguably her husband, who has routinely touted his wife on his radio show and discussed working on her campaign. I haven't denied that. You dang right I'm working on her campaign. I love my wife. I believe in my wife. And I'm going to do everything I can to help her get elected. Well, the newspaper, or the, I should say, blog, Bridge, Michigan, said on Monday this week, he'll be putting signs out everywhere across Antrim County and will soon be contacting voters who requested an absentee ballot but had not yet returned them. Quote, Bishop said on the air, I may actually get in the car, drive over, and see these people in person. Knock on their doors. Just wanted to come over and hand you a business card. Victoria Bishop is her name, and she's running for Antrim County Clerk. Yeah, I did say that. I'm just glad they're listening to my show. Former State Representative, Antrim County Chairman of the Republican Party, and Antrim County resident, Tristan Cole, said in this five-way race, it's Vicky's to lose, suggesting her voter outreach, her heavy sign presence, and the GOP endorsement make her the front runner. Well, the heavy sign presence, folks, is magically disappearing every day. On private property, where I knocked on doors and talked to people and explained to them why Vicky was running, they agreed to put up a sign. Many of them on main roads allowed me to put up a 4x4. Well, guess what? The zip ties are being cut and the signs are being stolen. Not damaged, not thrown on the ground, stolen. It's too late to replace them. The only thing I have left is basically two damaged 4x4s by the road commission and roughly about 100 yard signs that have been damaged as well. Other than that, all the other signs are out there. Tristan Cole acknowledged it could still be anybody's game, and he hopes that whoever wins the clerk race can help the county move past its 2020 reputation. And I'd ask Tristan Cole a very simple question. Who created that reputation for us? Cheryl Guy, the current clerk who wants to retire. Cole went on to finish saying, we have an opportunity with whoever is elected to rebrand the office. I really don't want to see Antrim County in headlines due to problems with our elections. And then the reporter, Jonathan Olstein, who's working with this Lauren Gibbons, actually went out to the corner of 131 and Elba Highway, right across from Northern Leathers, and took a picture of Vicky's large 4x4 sign next to Matt Molodar for sheriff. So Jonathan Olstein was visiting Antrim County as part of the story. Hopefully they bought some dinner or lunches in Antrim County at our local restaurants. The groundswell of interest in this year's Antrim County Clerk's election comes as no surprise to Antrim County Republican Party Chairman Marv Rubing, who said the big error of 2020 has many voters fearing a repeat could happen this year, 2024. He compared the resignation of the Secret Service director to Cheryl Guy. Bottom line, the buck stops at the top. We're out of time. We'll continue this on the other side of the top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state representative.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because